The interim Prime Minister of Iraq, Iyad Alawi, has signed into law a measure that gives him broad powers to fight the ongoing insurgency. Under the law's provisions, Alawi can declare emergency rule and impose curfews in any part of the country threatened by instability. As if to underscore the importance of the law, several rockets landed today near Alawi's political party headquarters in Baghdad. NPR's Philip Reeves is in Baghdad. Tell us more about this new law.
Well, the laws give the interim government the power to declare emergency measures in disturbed areas. That's areas where the insurgency is at strongest. Dr. Bakhtiar Amin, the Iraqi human rights minister, told us that they could be applied wherever there was a major threat, a threat to national institutions or national security, or where there are wide-ranging disturbances. It allows the government to impose curfews, conduct search and cordon operations, and to arrest and detain people. These orders can only last for 60 days at a time, although they can be renewed. And they also allow the Prime Minister, Iyad Alawi, to assign governors to trouble spots, including officers in the military. And according to Dr. Bakhtiar Amin, the Prime Minister can do this, but he must seek the approval of his presidential council beforehand, at least before he can go ahead with the toughest measures.
And what protections are there for human rights?
Well, the Alawi government is admitting that some individual liberties, which is not a concept well developed in Iraqi society, will be restricted. But it also stresses that there'll be monitoring by human rights organizations and by the Justice Ministry and the federal court. And they argue that it was forced upon them. They say that the Justice Minister, for example, Malik Dohan al-Hassan, said that the deteriorating security situation made it necessary. He spoke of an insurgency that presented threats in all walks of life at the moment. He spoke of attacks on the government, on its employees, on security forces and foreign contractors. But they also emphasized that they felt these aren't draconian laws. And indeed, Dr. Bakhtiar Amin, the human rights minister, compared it with the U.S. Patriot Act. They also said it's not like the Saddam era and pointed out that their emergency laws were used really to restrict fundamental freedoms and allowed people to be persecuted on a wide scale, and indeed executions which were arbitrarily and summarily carried out in the streets, they said.
There was a fair amount of violence in Baghdad today, and more American deaths west of the capital have been reported. What do you know about that?
Well, nothing really emphasized the position of the Alawi government more graphically than what was going on in the center of Baghdad. I mean, two U.S. helicopters were firing into a building in the central part of the city. There was street fighting with insurgents there, in which rocket-propelled grenades were reportedly fired, and there was sustained machine gun fire. One photographer at the scene saw black smoke pouring out of a building, and this was in Haifa Street, in the Haifa Street area, which is pretty central, as I understand it. And indeed, four hours before the press conference at which these laws were announced, there were very loud booms heard across the city. That was the sound of a couple of rockets that were being fired into the general area of the Prime Minister's party, the Al-Wafaq, the National Accord Party, which is in the green zone, the heavily fortified zone, which used to be the headquarters of the Coalition Provisional Authority, and is now the site of the U.S. Embassy. So the scale of this insurgency was underlined by events on the ground.
Well, just briefly, Philip, now that emergency rule laws have been put into place, what's the reaction there in Iraq, among Iraqis?
A lot of Iraqis actually want security, and they say that repeatedly. But if these measures prove to be draconian in practice, then there's a risk they'll turn against the government.
Thanks very much. NPR's Philip Reeves in Baghdad.